7 years ago, Ace Magashule was Premier of Free State Province, and his office gave the green light to two companies to remove asbestos from houses across the province. State prosecutors say the companies did work worth 20 million rand, but were paid 230 million rand, about $15 million. Many Free State residents still live in homes containing dangerous asbestos fibres. Seven serving and former government officials and businessmen have been arrested in the case on charges including fraud and money laundering. Magashule is not among them. Advocate Hermione Cronier is lead investigator for the National Prosecuting Authority, or NPA. She says bringing charges isn't always clear-cut.
Our job is to establish cases that we can take to court. So verify the evidence, make sure that it will be admissible in a court, and make sure that we put together indictments that we are confident will result in convictions.
Magashule says no evidence of graft will ever be found against him because he's never been corrupt. Still, some citizens have wondered why Magashule has not been charged in the case when those around him have been. Cronier, however, cannot speak about individual investigations.
I'm certainly not saying an individual is going to be on a charge sheet or not on a charge sheet. That will be determined by our ability to turn evidence into admissible evidence before a court.
Previous corruption cases linked to Magashule have collapsed because of poorly done investigations. Cronier and her team are treading carefully because they don't want this to happen again.
One of the big challenges that we have had is that there's a mountain of evidence. There are hundreds of people implicated. And so we are required to be fairly strategic about how we approach these prosecutions, how we sequence them, who is charged together with which group.
Because the Commission of Inquiry on Corruption said there's strong evidence that at least one corrupt payment from the asbestos project was channeled through Magashule's office. Cronier says that's not enough to charge him at this stage.
Charging someone is a very serious matter and has very serious consequences for that individual. So there is a threshold, and I can assure you when that threshold is reached, charges will follow.
Cronier acknowledges the NPA faces an immense task in trying to successfully prosecute powerful individuals.
We are also operating in a climate where the law enforcement has almost no credibility. So we have had to make sure when we put these indictments together that they signal to people that we mean business, that we are not just arresting for the sake of arresting. We're not arresting because we're being put under pressure to arrest. We're arresting because we've done the homework.
The advocate says so much corruption happened under former President Jacob Zuma that she and her investigators are buried in evidence. They've had to build the process and capability to properly investigate cases. Even so, some legal analysts say the NPA must prioritize some cases over others, so there's a good chance that many allegedly corrupt individuals will never be charged. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.